A shot in the dark, a knife in the thigh, a plug at the kneecap. But who done it? Twitchy's Fine Ground Coffee is proud to present another episode of everyone's favorite action anthology, Over Caffeinated Crime Theater. Brought to you by the friendly folks over at Twitchy's Fine Ground Coffee. Twitchy's coffee so good, the actors in tonight's program have been spent the last 12 hours consuming nothing but. And now our story.
The year was 1938, and I was cooling my heels behind the desk in my personal rat hole of an office. As I was cleaning my Roscoe, I couldn't help but marvel at the fantastic silence. How the night stretched on and on with seemingly no activity whatsoever. I was just about to hang up my hat for a well-deserved snooze when... Hello, Bullet Hardigan, Private Dick.
Is this Bullet Hardigan, Private Dick?
Is there an echo in here? Who is this?
No one, Mr. Hardigan. A ghost, a phantom, a figment of your imagination. I read a news article that you're known for always getting your man.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you avoid your next client, you hear me? If you don't want to be fitted with a new pair of cement overshoes.
Just like that, she hung up. I wasn't alone with my thoughts for 3 seconds when the ripest tomato I ever saw came a-walking into my office. She spoke.
Why, hello, Hardigan.
Hello yourself. What brings a classy dame like you into a shab shack like this?
My name is Tess Moondrop, and I have some business you may be interested in looking into, Hardigan. Oh, here are my cigarettes. Say, got a life for little old me?
Oh, of course I do. What do you think this is? Smoking is both healthy and popular.
That may be true, but I'll tell you what I don't think is popular. Killing me.
Oh, you sound like a frazzled damsel, all right. Why don't you cop a squat? We can jaw a little.
Consider the squat copped. If I'm telling any kind of story in here, it's one about my husband, Red, a.k.a. club owner, a.k.a. crumb bum and real schmuck.
Tess said she sings at Red's club most every night. Oh, she spilled the beans on Red, all right. She painted a picture of a man who has little wit and even less patience.
He's a man who has little wit and even less patience.
There's that echo again.
If you come down to Red's club, I know you'll see he's nothing but a schnook, a hoodlum, and a real slap-happy SOB.
So down to Red's club we came.
Cigars, cigarettes, has-been lounge singers. Oh, hello, Tess.
Who was that?
Maria, she shills the cigarettes to the shysters around here. She started not too long ago and has been giving me hard stares and cold shoulders ever since... Oh, here comes Red now.
Hey, welcome to Red's club. Now get out. And who are you?
Come on, you know who I am.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the Seamus.
My name's Bullet Hardigan. You'll find my name on my door, my gun, and if you're lucky, my underwear. I only drink rich, dark, fantastic, Twitchy's coffee.
Of course you do, we all do.
Yeah!
Cigars, cigarettes.
I'm Maria.
I'm Red. That's the color of my hair, my neck, and the side of your face in a minute.
Just then, all the lights went out, and the room went darker than the sweet, sweet bean juice now sloshing around in my gullet. There was a shot! A scream! Suddenly, a light was shed on both the room and the entire situation. Are you all right, Tess? I know this whole thing has you shaking in your heels. Wow, quite some pipes to scream like that.
It wasn't me. I have perfect pitch. When I scream, you'll know it because it sounds like a perfect middle C.
So who screamed?
Yeah, it's a mystery.
It's no mystery.
You!
That's right. Hardigan, my gun, this pile of wet cement, and my burgeoning singing career all say you're finished.
No singing career? So Red never threatened me indirectly?
And that was your call at my office about the cement overshoes?
And then I asked a question.
That's right. It was me. It was all me. I want to be a singer. The sound of the lights, the roar of the grease paint, I want it all. Ask, and if bumping off some shabby skirt will get it for me...
How many times you gonna cock that shooter?
Quiet, gumshoe. This is it. All for you.
Will Bullet and the gang escape Red's nightclub alive? How will Bullet Hardigan get out of this one? Can a gun be cocked multiple times for intense plot movement without getting confusing? These questions and more will be answered in the next Over Caffeinated Crime Theater.
That sure was something. And now we'll take it to Eric for your WAIP forecast from the past.
Thank you, Anita. When everyone else guesses on what the weather will be like, we tell it exactly how it was. On this day in 1957, there was a chance of snow throughout the day, but it would clear up overnight. There was a low of 22 degrees.
Thanks, Eric. I can't believe we're still doing that. And now we're going to take it to our interns, Amanda, Tommy, and Oliver, on location at the Holiday Toy Drive.
Okay, so who is actually doing the interview?
Well, I think I had the most successful interview yesterday. It should probably be me.
You were also the one who knew the equipment the best.
That's a good point. Oliver, maybe
No, not me. Let Tommy do it.
I mean, I can't.
Okay, Oliver, you can monitor everything. Let's go talk to...
Well, have any games for the hoopoo?
I'm sorry, sir. We're getting ready for an interview.
You doing the interview? Don't let the government hurt Pappin. The aliens are gonna beans can't.
You guys, should.
Is you?
Dude, you scared Oliver off. Not cool. Hey, don't touch the mic.
Don't reach a little ring. Hoopoo taking the lamp for the interview.
Wait, we just went live.
Hello, this is Hobo Sam for WAIP News, and I'm on location at the Holiday Toy Drive with Drive Coordinator Charlotte Taylor. Charlotte, how many presents would you say you'll collect this year?
Well, Sam, we will be collecting 30,000 presents combined at the 12 drop-off locations around the city. We'll also be getting another 10,000 presents from the local school drive.
Wow, that's incredible. And where do the presents go once you collect them?
We distribute them to families in need that have contacted our offices. We also bring them to local shelters and some partner schools.
Wow, what a wonderful service. Thanks to Charlotte and her organization for really bringing toy to the world. Back to you in the studio, Eric and Anita.
Wow. That was,
Here's your line. Don't forget to talk to the phone man.
Did we get that?
We did.
Cool. I guess. Should we go find Oliver?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't leave without him, especially since he drove.
Hey there, Packer Snackers. It's me, Randy, coming to you live on Game Day Grub Live. If you're like me, you're going to be celebrating this new year by saving some time because you're spending your time screaming at the television at our Packers. Well, today on Game Day Grub Live, we're going to be putting things on wood and putting them in your mouth. You're going to want to begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to want to get some tots. And you're going to want to get a greased up pan, and you're going to want to put them in there right away. That way, you can get going on nuking up your little weenies. Nuke them in the microwave? Probably not. You could put them on the stove in a frying pan or in a slow cooker. That's what you should do. You probably want barbecue sauce if it's in a slow cooker. So put them under your armpit for a couple minutes. Find a microwavable bowl. Put them in the microwave for, let's say, I don't know, 50 minutes. Or until you feel like they're done. Follow your nose, folks, and we'll be right back.
And now a candid message from Heartless Greetings. Heartless Greetings, greeting cards for all those awkward circumstances.
I'm glad to be your friend. You're really easy to take advantage of.
Hey, it's another chance to fail at everything you do and possibly die. Happy New Year!
When you're not sure how to express yourself on those unique occasions, Heartless Greetings has you covered.
Roses are red, violets are blue, you are fired.
Seeing you is like coming home to take a dump.
Heartless Greetings. Greeting cards for everyday sentiments you can't say out loud.
So, we have a meeting with the people for NPR? The NPR?
Yes, Jen, NPR.
Why aren't you excited, Anita? This is NPR.
Anita hates NPR.
Why would you hate NPR?
Are you kidding? How can anyone like those smug, self-assured, honey-voiced monsters? How do you live with yourself, Christopher?
Okay, but why am I here? I'm supposed to be off today. You didn't let me have my day off yesterday, and now I'm here again today.
Never mind. The human-shaped avocado pits are here.
Hello, are you the folks for NPR?
Yeah, I'm Hans Gledredner. This is my colleague, Gideon Poole.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. This is Christopher DeWitt, and...
Anita Dwyer. It's been a long time.
Poole? Still prattling your way through public talk radio shows?
What about you, Dwyer? Still doing your cheap Cokie Roberts impersonation?
Okay, let's just stop that and discuss what we came to discuss.
I don't know what you could possibly have to say to us.
We are here to save your station, as if you deserve it. Public radio hacks is all you are.
You know, if you rode Garrison Keillor's coattails anymore, you'd be a permanent fixture on his ass.
Calm it down, Anita. Hans, can you tell us why you're here today?
Oh, yeah, we're starting a new storytelling series akin to the Moss Hour Radio. It's called The Woolly Bear Storytime Hour. And the first recording of it will be here in Milwaukee.
Woolly Bear? Are you 100% on that?
That sounds cool, but how does it affect us?
Our flagship stations are nervous about this endeavor. They don't want to record it right away.
No one goes to live radio shows. What a stupid idea.
We want you to record it, then you can broadcast it. It would be a window into some NPR programming to help fill your airtime.
We will never allow your eloquent, verbose garbage to fill our network.
You'd better. Your seventh-rate network in a five-network market is doomed without our help.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you know...
Well, Anita and I have another meeting to get to, but how about you take a little break and I'll send someone else to help Jennifer discuss some details.
I can't do another meeting. I need to go home. I need to feed my cat, Christopher.
See you in hell, Pool.
Not if I see you first, Dwyer.
Welcome back to Packer Snackers Live. You need the weenies, you need the tots, you need the cheese curds, you need easy cheese out of a can, and you need shish kebabs or little wooden spears so that you can play drums during your spare time. We're going to fast forward in time. The tater tots are done. Everybody say, ah. Ah. That's so great. And your weenies have been nuked, but they're very hot. You're just going to pretend that they are the bears, and you're just going to stab them. You're going to start with the cheese curd and jam it on the bob. Then you're going to take a tater tot, follow in the cheese curd, and you're just going to rotate. Because life is about diversity. You need to go through life with your potatoes and your cheese and your meat as friends. But if you keep them separated into little bowls, they'll never be able to communicate with each other. But once they're speared on the wooden sword, they can talk to each other. You're gonna wanna make more than one skewer, so you gotta save enough for your wife upstairs. Otherwise, it's just a party in your mouth and a disaster in the toilet. For those of you listeners at home, you'll know it's done when you're so hungry you can't take it anymore. Oh, I'm not done. Oh, gosh. We'll be right back.
My name is Claude Topple. Despite my desire to help, I've always caused people pain and misfortune. After a bizarre hammock incident, my physiology was altered, endowing me with unreliable powers. Now, while trying to help the citizens of Sanguine City, I usually make things worse. I am the Worsener.
It's a glorious day for sightseeing or a hike on a mountain trail. Unfortunately, we're stuck at an awards presentation at Sanguine City Hall, where Mayor Callis is honoring the Worsener.
For his efforts in saving the city from catastrophic foresting plan of Dr. Abba, as mayor of Sanguine City, I, Mayor Callis, present this award to, Potatoes, what's that name again?
The Worsener, sir.
The Worsener? Really? Okay, the Worsener. Might want to work on that name, kid.
Thank you for being here, Rosemarie.
I'd rather be comatose, but I am the deputy mayor, so...
Potatoes, don't steal my thunder. Without the Worsener, the city would be nothing but lush vegetation, which doesn't sound like a bad thing, but there were many, many lives saved. Well, at least one, and Dr. Abba did get away, and we did have to use a lot of resources cutting Worseman from the ground where he was somehow planted. But whatever, the city stands today because of you. And so, we honor the Nursener guy today by presenting him with the key to the city.
Great. I love keys.
He doesn't need a key. He needs to be locked up.
Rosemary Potatoes is not the only one displeased by the city's Worsener celebration. In the streets, mobs of Sanguine City's residents protest the controversial ceremony.
The Worsener is a menace, not a hero.
The Worsener is worse than his name.
Don't reward destructive behavior.
There he is. Get him.
Hey, everybody, check out the key. All I want is to help people. Come on, Claude. You can be the hero the city needs. You just have to practice.
Wendy? Wendy, where are you?
What's the problem? I can help you.
Oh, thank you. I've lost my daughter and... Wait, are you the Worsener?
Yes.
Oh, forget it. I've heard about you. Go away, please.
But I can help
you. Go suck on an outlet! I'm sorry.
Elsewhere in the city.
Damn, Carr, why won't you start? Ugh, start you, stupid piece of junk.
What's the problem? How can I help now?
You're kidding, right? Aren't you the worst sinner?
The worst sinner? No, I'm the best sinner, best sinner. Woo.
Get the hell out of here before I rain hell on your pelvic girdle.
Oh, what a horrible circumstance our hero is forced to endure. Whatever will he do? Retire if he's got any sense. I'd wish him luck, but that would only encourage him, and I'm not a monster.
Oh, could this day possibly get any suckier?
Can I help you?
Are you the worsener?
Yes, I'll go. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, wait. It's my internet. I can't get any work done because it's so slow. Is there anything you can do?
Just one moment. Try this.
A Commodore 64 and analog modem? That's...
You're welcome.
Great. It'll take me only 12 hours to check my email.
While the worsener helps Brad make a connection, another threat of oversized proportions sees its way into Sanguin City proper.
Ah! What is that thing floating up there?
It's a giant discharging eye!
It's leaking! It's discharged all over everything!
Greetings. This is the Worsener Hotline, and this is the Worsener. What can I worsen for you?
This is Rosemary. We've got an emergency.
Who?
Rosemary.
Ah, Rosemary Potatoes. My love, your emergency is my duty. I'm sorry, Brad. This city calls for the Worsener.
But wait, what about my computer? I can't watch porn at 300 BPS.
The giant eye! It's coming this way!
It's just charging into my eyes and mouth!
It tastes like a chocolate frosted pickle!
Will the worsener have the vision to stop the enormous eyeball?
It depends on traffic.
Will Brad be able to view explicit web content ever again?
Don't judge.
What exactly is a pelvic girdle?
You got a dictionary, use it.
Find out on the next desperate episode of The Worsener.
Hello, Carol. Thank you so much for meeting with us today.
And for your continued support of this station.
Are you kidding? You are the perfect market for us.
We are?
Of course! At Inferior Flicks, we're looking for people without options. If they're listening to your station, they are pretty much out of options.
I don't think that's true.
We made sure we did our market research. A full 14% of your listeners come from radios where the dials are broken.
That's an upsetting statistic.
Oh, you are perfect for us. You match our profile, like Hardee's and Motel 6. People consuming your station will settle for us.
Does that really work?
Of course. We use the same tactics used in the film Wedding Crashers to great success.
Okay, so what did you need from us today?
We'd like to increase our partnership. We want more shows, more commercials. You're responsible for more subscriptions than anyone else in Milwaukee.
Oh, great. We'll draw up some paperwork.
Wonderful! Send it over and we'll send you content and a check. We have some new shows that you'll just love.
Hi, I'm your content service provider, Inferior Flicks.
Hi there. I was just browsing some of your content on the site. Got any suggestions on what to watch?
Absolutely. We have so many options. Let's see. In the mood for a family sitcom? How about the entire run of The Cosby Show?
Nope. A big nope. Actually, I could go for something sports related.
Attention baseball fans. We just made a brand new documentary about arguably one of the best Hall of Famers to ever play the game.
Wow, okay.
You know you'll enjoy Cleat to the Face, the Ty Cobb story. Available now.
No thank you. Quite frankly, I'm not sure anyone should watch
You're welcome.
Inferior Flicks.
Oh, look, who knew they ever gave Chevy Chase a talk show? That's gotta be good, right?
It really isn't.
It's
time once again for WAIP's interview segment, and today we're here with Mike Fisher. Mike is a dramaturge based in Milwaukee. For the past 15 years, he has seen over 200 plays each year on behalf of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for which he began reviewing in 2003, and for which he served as chief drama critic from 2009 to 2018. Mike served as the dramaturge for the recent Renaissance Theater Works production of Native Gardens. Upcoming dramaturgical projects include productions of Blood at the Root at Next Act Theater and Big River, at which he'll also serve as artistic director at First Stage. Mike is thrilled to be working among the talented Milwaukee artists he has long admired instead of continuing to serve as their resident scourge. All right, Mike, thanks. We're all out of time. And no, I kid, of course. Mike, that is quite a resume. Welcome. We're excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you. And you gave away my secret. I want to become the artistic director somewhere. No, I'm just the assistant director.
We're probably hiring.
Great.
It doesn't pay anything.
I've always
loved all in
production.
The hours are 25 hours a day. You've recently had a major career change. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're working on right now and how it's possible to get out of a career that maybe isn't what you thought it would be when you started and now you want to go do something else.
Can I see a show of hands of how many people have picked up a newspaper anytime in the last 6 months? Yeah, I thought so. Criticism is
dying. So many people just raise their hands while listening to the radio.
It's really breaking my heart.
Sure.
So.
Hopefully they weren't listening in their cars.
I've often driven people into a ditch.
Tell us a little bit about your new role as a dramaturge.
A dramaturge is somebody who a director hires to give them lots of information that they then shamelessly and completely ignore. It's a great gig. You do research for shows. As a production dramaturge, you're also sort of helping in the room in some ways. Sort of thinking through the context for some of the characters and giving them some of those lovely backstories that all you actors out there are spending all of your time doing. So I'm doing your work for you, or trying to.
Great. I'd love it when anyone would do any sort of work whatsoever for me. Anyway, let's go back briefly to your critical days. Did you ever, we've been in talks with a couple different things here that people seem to really, really like NPR that maybe not everybody's a huge fan of. And I'm just wondering if there was ever a time where you found yourself disliking something that everybody else seemed to really like.
Yeah, that happened to me a lot, actually.
You don't have to name any names, but just tell me it's not just me.
No, you've got lots of company.
Okay. Great. What are you most excited about coming up for you in your future, Mike?
Working, having a job. No, I really enjoy doing this. I have spent a lot of years loving theater artists, but having none of them believe me when I said that, because all they were reading was the crap I was writing about them, and they all wanted to take shots at me, and I get it. So it's really great, actually, and I am being earnest now, to be in a position where I can actually give back in a way that's much more collaborative to people who have given me so much for the last 15 years. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's really sweet.
I'm a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a critic.
Most of the rest of the questions I had were pretty critical, because they said... They said you're doing a critical interview today, and they didn't tell me who I was interviewing, so I thought, I'm just going to really roast this guy, but it turns out you were a critic, and you're a nice dude, and I don't need any of this, and that's, okay, none of this is good. All right, well, anyway, you've got two really big projects coming up, and they were written on the piece of paper I just tore. Tell us about both of those.
Well, we're finally getting our long overdue introduction to Dominique Morisseau, where her Blood at the Root play is based on the Gina 6 incident in Louisiana, in which six black high school students were arrested on trumped up charges for an altercation that took place between them and a white student at the school. Dominique Morisseau is an awesome playwright. She's also from Detroit, which is my hometown and the greatest city in the world. I actually am saying that earnestly as well. And that's going to be opening at Next Act on January 31st. She refers to it as sort of a choric poem, modeling it on Entoshaki Shangi's Coward Girls. So it's I'm really looking forward to that. And then shortly after that, opening on March 15th, First Stage is doing the young actor's adaptation of Big River, which is the musicalized version of Huck Finn, a much maligned novel, which is, and most people, including most black scholars, would agree with this, the first great anti-racist novel in this country. It is a crime, what is happening to Mark Twain, what is happening to Huck Finn, by people who do not understand what he is trying to do with this beautiful, beautiful book from a man who spent his life fighting slavery. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing that story told, where you really see for the first time in mainstream American literature a black man, Jim, as the moral center of a story about what's wrong with this country, with our great original sin. So there, that's kind of heavy for this, but
it's... No, you're doing really great work. We here have a show entirely narrated by somebody who mumbles, and another show where a guy screams about waffles for 20 solid minutes.
Please tell me that's not about me.
What? No, I don't. Do you also a waffle maker? I didn't look at the back of the sheet of information I had on you.
I dice, I splice, not available in any stores.
All right, great. You make julienne fries. You, Mike Fisher, are a Milwaukee institution, and we thank you so much for joining us today here on WAIP. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And now an honest message from Heartless Greetings. Heartless Greetings, greeting cards for those difficult situations.
You deserve a nice long vacation. Because everyone here hates you.
I baked you a cake, then I ate it. Happy birthday.
When you can't quite get your feelings into words, Heartless Greetings is there to help you make a meaningful connection.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're adopted.
Best of luck on the new chapter of your life. I hear prison can be fun.
Heartless Greetings, greeting cards for everyday sentiments you can't say out loud.
You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. Get yourself together, dog. Your bark is worse than your growl. We don't need a hero, dog. We just need you on the prowl. Please don't cry foul. You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. You don't run, you don't hide. You got attitude, your morals are skewed. But you're okay in my eyes. You're a dog investigator. You're a hound, not a gator. You can find anything and anyone. And you can sing and you can have fun like this. Ow! Like this. Ow! You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog.
Come on, dog. Rick's gonna be here in a few minutes.
That's your problem, Shannon.
Come on, Rick is an old friend who needs help, and you're a mess. Let's perk up your ears, straighten out your fur, and at least try to look like you care.
My fur's fine.
You don't shape up. People are gonna stop calling Dog Investigator.
I should be so lucky.
Oh, you don't really mean that. You don't really want the business to fail, do you? You can't even wear a tie.
Ugh, a tie. It's too much like a collar. I hated those fucking things.
At least just put the bottle away. You try to act professional.
I am a professional, you twat.
Hello? Anybody here?
No, there he is. Just try and behave.
Oh, you want me to fucking roar over and beg to?
Wow. Look at you. Like a fucking G-man or something. Damn, it's been a long time.
Yeah, 20 years. Hi, Rick.
Your hair is way too neat, and I miss the goatee, but you look good, Shagman.
Please, it's just Shannon now. I see you dumped the ridiculous ascot.
I know, finally, right?
It was a choking hazard.
Well, as I piss and breathe, if it ain't dog, the dog.
Nope, just your average dog.
Don't be modest. You have changed, dog. You used to be a babbling, incoherent, bumbling, goofy klutz, remember?
You flatter, Rick.
When I found out you were a private snoop in business for himself, I couldn't believe it.
Well, he had a little help. We started the business together.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You're the go-to investigator for the whole city, dog. Any kind of case. Need someone followed? Call Dog Investigator. Think your wife is having an affair? Call Dog Investigator. It's been so long. Bring it in, you rascal.
Keep your fucking distance, you junkie.
Dog.
No, it's okay, Shan. He's right. I've had some issues, I've made some mistakes, but I've paid for them. And I really could use your help. My mother is missing.
Why us, Rick? There's 100 investigators in the city.
Why not you? For old time's sake, you know? It'll kind of be like we're all working together again. The old gang.
Was a circle jerk of juvenile delinquents who didn't know their asses from their armpits.
Jesus, dog, that's gratitude. I taught you everything you know. Without me, you'd still be drooling clown, afraid of his own shadow, and licking his own balls.
All right, just take it easy.
Yeah, just chill, dog. Jesus. Give him a snack or something.
A snack? That's it. I'm done. I hope your mother winds up DOA, you fucking blonde flophead.
Wait, don't. Go.
He's gotten cranky in his winter ears, huh?
Dog has a point, Rick. Why not look for your mother yourself?
Because my probation won't allow me to do any investigating at all. Any mystery solving is off the table. It's bullshit.
All right. I want to help. I'll talk to Dog. He'll come around. But maybe it's best if you just communicate through me from now on. Go now and just wait for my call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Sure. I'll see ya.
Hello, Professor Red? Why not? That's your name. Okay. Yeah, it's Red. Yeah, he came in just like he said he would. Dog was resistant, but he'll come around as long as you stick to your end of the deal.
He's a dog investigator. He can find anything and anyone. He can sing and he can have fun like this. Oh, you're a bad, bad dog, dog. He's a bad, bad dog.
And we're back to Packer Stackers Live. Just when you think you're done, you're not. You're going to take the cheese out of a can. We're going to spray it on each kebab. And then you're going to set it and forget it. And then we're going to repeat the process all over again. We have tots that have been cooked. We have curds that have been chilled. And we got weenies that have been nuked. And we're just jamming. We are Bob Marley jamming our food onto a wooden spear, and we are having the times of our lives. You might find it a little tricky for the food to stay on the wood. And in order to avoid that, cook something else. And you're just gonna whiz it up again. For those in our live audience today, I wanna present the final product. It's so easy, even a kid could do it. Thanks for joining us on Packer Snackers Live. I'm Randy. Happy New Year.
They sent Eric? Are you kidding me?
Yes, they sent the best.
Yes, the best. Now I'm conducting a meeting and babysitting. Can you just write down the information they give you?
I'm not good with information. Why don't you just do it, Jen?
It's Jennifer, and I need to do my homework. How can you not handle this? Just handle it.
Does that seem like a good idea?
No. All right. What are the details?
Well, the Woolly Bear story time is a lot like the moth. But instead of great storytellers telling their own stories, we're going to get great storytellers to tell other people's stories.
But it's still just storytellers telling the stories they write?
No. Here's the genius. They won't be writing the stories. The people who write the stories will tell them the stories just before they go on stage.
Isn't that going to make everything more difficult for them to tell the stories effectively?
Well, these are the best storytellers in Milwaukee. And what's better than one storyteller telling a story?
A club sandwich from Barbario's.
Isn't this just like the telephone game?
The what?
I'm unfamiliar with this telephone game.
Seriously? Okay, it's when someone says something to someone else and they try to pass it along to someone else. It all gets muddled and then the results are often hilarious.
How does that involve a telephone?
There isn't a telephone in our radio program at all.
Which story will I be telling?
Well, you and Gideon will both be telling stories about telephones.
Shut up! Stop it! We will broadcast your program. It can't be any worse than half of the things that we put on air right now. But NPR will be responsible for setting up the event. We'll only be recording and broadcasting.
Deal. We'll be in touch.
Great, thank you. Now I need to go murder someone to get a day off and feed my damn cat.
By the way, NPR has an internship program as well. If you're interested in a program that will give you more time, I could put in a good word for you. You handled today extremely well.
Thank you, but...
Just give it some thought. Here's my business card. Feel free to give me a call if you're interested.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. I'll send over all the information on the event later today.
Okay. It was nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Gideon, I'll see you at the Broadcast Awards again this year, I'm sure.
All right, Eric. You should go do whatever it is that you do between broadcasts. I have a strongly worded email to send and some prescription meds that I was supposed to take several hours ago.
Great. Head into my office and play Overwatch. Got it.
NPR internship.
This episode of WAIP was recorded live at Intandem's 10th Street Theater Space in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All Arcadians Episode 14 was written by Adam Kudishat and J.D. Atkins. You can check out more of Daniel and Ethan by checking out Theater of the Mind Players for live stream of tabletop RPGs. Their Twitch stream can be found at twitch.tv/RoboWieland. That is RoboWieland, and occasionally on the Geek and Sundry's channel. For more about Theater of the Mind Players, you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. WAIP cast includes Beth Lewinsky as Anita Dwyer, Chris Good as Christopher DeWitt, Anna Gonzalez as Jennifer Garcia-Stein, Connor O'Hara as Eric Stamberg, Haley Hentz as Amanda Esparza, Jared Lengwinski as Oliver Sanderson Barnes, Dennis Lewis as Tommy Stroud, Robbie McGee as Hobo Sam, Amanda Hull as Charlotte Taylor, Matthew Ecclestone as Gideon Poole, Zach Woods as Hans Blattrinder, and Daniel Lovings as Carol. We'd once again like to thank our guest, Mike Fisher. The interview portions of WAIP are written by Beth Lewinsky. Music for WAIP is by Adam Kudishat and Cole Heinrich. Time Ranger was written by Casey Van Dam. Cast includes Chris Good as Time Ranger, Marcus Beyer as the announcer, Kyle Connor as Deputy Dave, Anna Gonzalez as Sheriff Brenda, Zach Woods as Counterclockwise, and Jim Donaldson and Dennis Lewis as the officers. Sound effects by Derek Buckles. Music for Time Ranger is by Cole Heinrich. Dog Investigator Episode 2 is written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Raven Dockery as Nadia, Jim Donaldson as Dog, Kyle Connor as Shannon, and Gage Patterson as Rick. Sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Music for Dog Investigator is by Adam Kudishat. The Heartless Greeting commercials were written by Matthew Conville. Cast includes Marcus Beyer as the announcer and features Mike Fisher, Anna Gonzalez, Dennis Lewis, and Daniel Levings in Episode 1, Kyle Connor, Hannah Esch, Haley Hentz, and Connor O'Hara in Episode 2, Ethan Eichstick-Anderson, Brian Bazaka, Becky Kofta, and Raven Dockery in Episode 3, and Jim Donaldson, Amanda Hull, Grace Scott, and Zach Woods in Episode 4. Music is by Adam Kudishat. Overcaffeinated Crime Theater was written by Casey Van Dam. Cast includes Zach Thomas Woods as Bullet Hardigan, Dennis Lewis as Red, Amanda J. Hull as Tess Moondrop, and Ray Perry as Maria. Music is by Casey Van Dam. Packer Snackers is written and performed by Robbie McGee. Food for Packer Snackers is prepared by Nicole Alley. Please subscribe to WAIP on iTunes, SoundCloud, and anywhere else you can. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you want to check out WAIP Live, our first recording of 2019 is scheduled for January 27th at 7 p.m. at the 10th Street Theater. All In is in the process of fundraising for the podcast and our ongoing season. We would love your support to keep projects like WAIP funded. To donate, check out GoFundMe.com/AIP-season4. WAIP is written and directed by Adam Kudishat, assistant directed by Madeline Wakely. WAIP stage manager is Allison Kasperovich. Assistant stage manager is Nicole Alley. WAIP is executive produced by Alex Sherrill and All In Productions. Hey, that's me. All In Productions is a local nonprofit Milwaukee theater company dedicated to using local talent in challenging and creative performances of plays and musicals. All In is in its fourth season of shows and is committed to paying its performers and creative talent. You can follow All In Productions on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information. Audio production of WAIP is by Adam Kudishat, Derek Buckles, and Sarah Berger. Live audio engineering and sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Check out more of Derek's work at dbucklesdesign.com. WAIP's graphic designer is Cassie Pearson. Publicity photos are by Sarah Bill Photography. Equipment for WAIP is provided by Q Music, LLC.